places, everyone.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cue music.
And action!
It's Peter Tilden.
At 10!
Yes, it is. And I'm brought to you by Sit and Sleep, where they're having their adjustable bed sale today through Monday. It's huge. You'll save a lot of money. And, of course, it'll beat anyone's advertised price. Your mattress is free. Mitch's Royal Gems, Mastercraftsman, sitting there making the jewelry. Cuts out all the middlemen. Saves you a huge amount of money. And he's having a giant sale right now. And American Vision Windows, My Window, the sound package. 5 times as thick as yours if you don't have it. It's a free upgrade. Get it. It'll change the quality of your life. You'll be able to sleep in. No more garbage trucks. No more leaf blowers. No more neighbors yelling and screaming. It really does make a difference. So Sean Penn gave an exclusive interview to Charlie Rose that they're going to cut up and milk this whole weekend and next week into the Charlie Rose show because it's big. That Sean Penn managed to go into the jungles to interview El Chapo, a guy who during the 1998 drug wars, when he tried to rebuild his cartel after he got out of jail the first time, is alleged to have killed over 100,000 people. This is a bad dude, bad guy. And the actress who went with Sean Penn, Kate Del Castillo, is getting a lot of heat in Mexico. She was obviously the object of Joaquin Guzman's lust. All these reports that he's acting so nice to her and like a father figure. I'm laughing because a father figure doesn't go, you bring the wine, I'll have the tequila. Oh, she's saying, I'm blushing. I will take care of you better than my eyes. If a father says that to a daughter, I think you call in Child Protective Services, okay? You know what you want. It was flirting. Anyway, it stirred up all this outrage. In a Twitter message to her fans, she claimed, many have chosen to make up items they think will make good stories that aren't truthful. I look forward to sharing my story with you. But hundreds of people responded to her and weren't buying it. Like one said, you aren't satisfied betraying the country and you gave yourself the luxury of befriending El Chapo. You are a detestable person. Another Mexican with a handle, tweeted that Del Castillo was a terrible traitor to the country, adding, I hope they lock you up with El Chapo. So a lot of feedback. Sean Penn, I'd love you to weigh in. Love you, tell me what you think about Sean Penn's reason for interviewing El Chapo. Now, remember, there are people who tried to get the movie rights to his life. That, I would think, would be a big coup of El Chapo sitting down and telling you his life story from his perspective and you getting the movie rights right from the man, because people love mob movies. They like cartel movies. There are 3 movies out right now about cartels, okay? Sean Penn sat down with Charlie Rose. Let me see. I'll play you these clips because they'll give you some insight, and then we can discuss if you're buying that Sean Penn failed on his mission, and his mission was really a bigger mission than just an interview with El Chapo. It was a mission that he felt could change the world. Here's what he had to say.
There is this myth about the visit that we made, my colleagues and I, with El Chapo, that it was, as the Attorney General in Mexico has quoted, essential to his capture. We had met with him many weeks earlier.
On October 2nd.
On October 2nd. In a place nowhere near where he was captured.
So as far as you know, you had nothing to do, and your visit had nothing to do with his recapture?
Here's the things that we know. We know that the Mexican government, they were clearly very humiliated by the notion that someone found him before they did. Well, nobody found him before they did. We're not smarter than the DEA or the Mexican intelligence. We had a contact upon which we were able to facilitate an invitation.
Do you believe that the Mexican government released this in part because they wanted to see you blamed and to put you at risk?
Yes.
They wanted to encourage the cartel to put you in their crosshairs?
Yes.
Are you fearful for your life?
No.
All right, so Sean Penn is basically saying, you heard it, that he is not responsible in any way. He's putting that out there in a big way. Not me. I didn't get El Chapo busted. The government of Mexico was embarrassed by us getting to him before they did. So they're putting that story out so the cartels think that he was the reason that El Chapo got busted, meaning the cartel will go after Sean Penn for that. but Sean's too macho to be worried about me. I would be having plastic surgery right now. I'd be wearing wigs. I would be dressed. I'd be wearing a sundress actually right now with comfortable pumps, and I would be living somewhere in Alberta, Canada, as a woman right now, or as a child, or as a farm animal, if I could buy that, because I would be worried about it. Sean Penn seems to be not worried. But he had a mission. He had a reason to do it. And it wasn't because he wanted to make the movie and have the exclusive rights to the story. No, 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 no. He had a reason.
I first wanted to know why you wanted to do this, why you wanted to go there. I secondly want to know the sense of how you felt about the risk you might be taking and why that risk was worth it.
I had only that I thought this is somebody upon whose interview could I begin a conversation about the policy of the war on drugs. That was my simple idea.
You wanted to have a conversation about the policy of the war on drugs.
That's right. We're going to put all our focus, forget about blame, we're going to put all our focus, all our energy, all our billions of dollars on the bad guy. And what happens? You get another death the next day, the same one.
So if we're to believe Sean Penn, and I'd love your take, 800-222-5222, he was going to sit down with a guy who's killed anywhere between 30, 50, 100,000 people, who turns people's heads into soccer balls, who hangs them upside down naked on bridges, sets them on fire. He was going to have a conversation with him about, look, this war on drugs. Can we talk about this? You know how many lives you're ruining in Chicago and Philadelphia? Can you rethink that, please, Mr. El Chapo, sir? Is that the conversation that Sean Penn thought he was going to have in the middle of the desert and a light bulb was going to go off? Or that he was going to get information from El Chapo that he could bring back here that we wouldn't know about the war on drugs that would be so elucidating that would be stopping the presses and going, you know what? I think we just solved the problem of the war on drugs. The desire across the border. If we can diminish that desire, we could put an end to this. Like, nobody's thought of that before. You got to go to El Chapo for that answer. Or story B, did he go there to get the exclusive rights to be able to do this, talk about it, sell the screenplay, and make the movie, dye his hair black, get that funky shirt, and become El Chapo? And we see Sean Penn is El Chapo. See the tunnel escape like you've never seen it before. The untold story of El Chapo Guzman coming to theaters near you in IMAX 3D. Is that the reason? Or did Sean Penn really think he was going to sit down with El Chapo and hear something that was going to be so mind-blowing, that was going to change the way we operate in this country? The president, the DEA, everybody would sit down and go, my God, did you hear what Sean Penn said? We didn't realize this. We're doing this all wrong. Wow. Talk Radio 790 KBC, 800-222-5222. I got more clips of Sean Penn and why he failed at his mission when we return. But first, we do traffic first on the fours, and here's John Wolf.
And this report is brought to us by Coit Carpet and Cleaning Services, 405 northbound, still heavy from Manchester up to the 10. Traffic break, more debris than slowdowns right now. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. Traffic break, 210 eastbound at Citrus Avenue. Shouldn't be there long. They were just getting a tire out of the road. 170 northbound at Magnolia. A large dog was in the number 3 lane, causing a bunch of swerving. 14 southbound before the 5. As I mentioned last time, we had a Christmas tree in the left lane. 57 southbound before Yorba Linda. Here we have an accident. Two big rigs in the two right lanes. Traffic slow from before you even get to Lambert all the way down to the Yorba Linda off-ramp. And the fatality on the 5 southbound at Aliso Parkway is off in the rest area, which is why it's not causing a huge backup. Want to get your home in shape for the new year? Bring in the Coit Cleaning Team. They're now offering 50% off all services. You heard it right. 50% off all services. Some restrictions apply. Call 844-345-0771, 844-345-0771, or visit coit.com today, C-O-I-T. Only KABC has traffic first on the fours. Next report coming up at 11:24. Right now we head back to Peter Tilden at 10. John Wolf, 790 KABC.
Thank you, Mr. Wolf. Another question for you, 800-222-5222. When did Sean Penn become Katharine Hepburn? I was at the drug war. He's sounding like halfway to SpongeBob. His voice is, he's saying, I'm not nervous about El Chapo following me or finding me. It really is. It's like watching on Golden Pond. That's very, very strange. Rick, what do you want to say?
So, I think you're taking it wrong. I don't think that he's trying to get him to change El Chapo to change his ways.
All right, do me a favor, Rick. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm interrupting you for a purpose. Hold on for 1 second. Let me play the last clip, which is why he's talking about he's failed, and then I'll put you on and we can discuss exactly what you're saying, because I think it's addressed in this clip. Hold on for 1 second. Here we go.
Let's go to the big picture of what we all want. We all want this drug problem to stop. We all want the killings in Chicago to stop. We are the consumer. Whether you agree with Sean Penn or not, there is a complicity there. And if you are in the moral right or on the far left, just as many of your children are doing these drugs. Just as many. And how much time have they spent in the last week since this article come out talking about that? 1%?
You're saying there's not much dialogue about...
My article failed. Let me be clear. My article has failed.
So there you go. Upon hearing that, Rick, what do you think?
I think the same thing. I think that, you know, he's not telling... Sean Penn's not keeping it 100. I mean, part of what he wants to do is just interview a famous, infamous person, and he wants to be, you know, the acclaim that comes with that. And also, he wants El Chapo to blow the lid off of the corruption in America. He doesn't want him to change his ways. He wants it to hear his
But you really
story,
think
which...
you really think he thought... Now, I'm not a journalist, but I've been doing this a long time, so put yourself in his place. I'm going to travel over there, I'm going to meet El Chapo, and I'm going to get him to reveal what? What do you think El Chapo is going to say to me? Yes, it's horrible drug trade. Yes, there are ways to stop it.
Yeah, yes, America is complicit in this whole thing, and they don't really want to stop it. Like, he wants all the juicy...
But we don't know that. He's not going to get anything juicy. He's going to get, yes, El Chapo's going to say, yes, it's you're the man that keeps me in business. And he said that. And he said, and if I die, the next guy is just going to keep him in business because of these. But you have to go to the jungles to visit El Chapo to get that answer? You knew that going in. We all knew that.
Only if you want to, and he wants to. He wants to be, like I said, he wants to be known for the guy who interviewed El Chapo.
That's bingo. That's what he wants, to be the guy who interviewed El Chapo and do the movie and the book and the screenplay and everything else. I don't think this had anything to do with shining a light on the real issue from the drug problem, is that we because we're the end user, if we changed our habits, there wouldn't be an El Chapo. We kind of know that, don't we?
We do know that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Rick. Fascinating. But Sean Penn, do you realize he risked his life? Is that because he's nervous, or does he have something going on in his voice? Jerry, what do you want to say?
Well, first, full disclosure, I want to say that I like Sean Penn. I like what he did, and I'm an ultra-liberal kook, but I think he's lying, and it sounds like a lawyer-created excuse.
There you go. Thank you. You know what? Sean Penn, by the way, whether you hate Sean Penn or not, the guy went over to Haiti because he felt that was a calling. He spent months over there in the grime, digging people out, trying to put in water systems. If you hate his politics, that's one thing, but he did that. So, you know, he put his money where his mouth is as far as that's concerned. This, I think you're exactly right. After the fact, they concocted this. And he's also nervous about the cartels. These guys don't play around. And if you heard my interview yesterday with the guy who wrote the book, The Cartel, El Chapo from prison, think of what he did from prison. He got a tunnel built and got out. When you're arrested, that doesn't mean you're not the boss still. And you have billions of dollars at your disposal, and you own high-level politicians. He can make life miserable for somebody. Wouldn't you think that Sean Penn is a little nervous at this point? Yes, I do, Peter. And by the way, love your show. Thank you. First-time caller. Long-time listener. Sean Penn, I'm not, just as he said, I'm not buying for 1 minute that Sean Penn went over there and risked his life thinking he was going to put an end to the drug problem. And the day that it was released, that all of a sudden America would go, whoa, didn't think that through. So if we stop buying, oh, my, it's that simple. Why didn't I know that? It's Jerry Seinfeld. How did I not know that? Why did I not look at that? So I think they were looking for the movie rights. I don't know what Kate D. Del Castillo's point was. I mean, she really kind of the Twitters and the texts back and forth were, like I said, she's blushing, and his big line to her was, I will take care of you better than I do my eyes, which that's pretty weird because I never think about taking care of my eyes, but I guess that's a nice thing. He was smitten with her. I think he was trying to get her over there because who knows the kind of woman. I think he married some beauty queens, but I don't think they marry him because they have a choice. I think he picks them out of a book, and next thing you know, you're Mrs. El Chapo number eight. And we, by the way, can't tell you where seven or six are because it's nobody's business. So I think that he was enamored with her. She's a big star. I've probably been watching her for years, classy, the whole bit. And he couldn't believe that he's getting her to come over there to see him. But Sean Penn, the rest of the interview happens over the weekend and next week, and I'm sure we'll be playing it and talking about it. But it is kind of fascinating that Sean Penn risked his life to go into the jungles. You got to read the Rolling Stone interview. They were in trucks going. They didn't know where. And there are hundreds of armed guards around. And they were nice enough to put down their Uzis or whatever, the AK-47s, while she was there because they didn't want to be seen intimidated. But the minute she went to bed, Sean Penn said that they all armed up and everybody's putting on the Kevlar, including El Chapo, and sitting around drinking and partying with guns, rocket launchers, grenades, armored vehicles. The other thing I read, which is odd, which has not been quoted anywhere, was that a neighbor of El Chapo's house where he was staying, the house was dark for years. The neighbor reported activity there for the first time, saw people moving in and out, and was suspect and reported it to the authorities, and that's how they caught El Chapo. Now, I don't know if that's a story that's put out there to help Sean Penn not be killed, and I don't know if the cartel even cares about Sean Penn at this point. But another funny note was that while El Chapo was arranging all of this, he told De Castillo that he did not even know who Sean Penn was. So, Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tillman at 10 continues after this.
Well, the market's tanked big time. We'll see what the new week brings.
And the nominees for Best Cat Video are out.
On the next Nuggets, here we have a local 5 to 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
It's the mattress sale that'll help you adjust your attitude every night. It's Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only.
I don't think I'm going to be able to mentally adjust to this sale, Larry.
We're adjusting prices on every adjustable bed in stock, up to $1,300 off. Adjustable beds aren't for just people with gray hair. They're for anyone who wants the freedom to sit up and read or watch TV, sleep with your head raised to reduce snoring, or put your feet up to take the pressure off your lower back.
This adjustable sale is breaking my back, Larry.
Save up to $1,300 on adjustable beds from Simmons, Sealy, and Serta. Even twin-size sets starting at just $799.
I better adjust my dosage of medication.
Plus, with your good credit, get 2 years of interest-free financing with your minimum monthly payment.
I'm going to have to adjust my life insurance policy because you're killing me, Larry.
So don't miss Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price or your mattress is free. Now open in San Clemente.
Right now, there are many parallels to what happened before the 2008 stock market crash. If you're retired or retiring soon and can't afford to lose 30 to 50%, the time to protect yourself is now. Don't miss the free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose Tuesday, January 26th, Pasadena. Wednesday, January 27th, Woodland Hills. Thursday, January 28th, Manhattan Beach. Or Saturday, January 30th in Orange. Clients that followed Ken Marabe's advice were out of the stock market in 2008. Please reserve now at moneymatters.net. That's MoneyMatters.net.
KABC does traffic first on the 4s when you need it most. 10 eastbound, a little bit slow from Cloverfield over onto the 405 and southbound down to Venice. Then it kind of opens up as you head down towards the airport. 170 northbound at Magnolia. We'd had a large dog in the number 3 lane causing swerving. 5 southbound at Soto. An 18-wheeler and a pickup truck got into it. They both ended up on the Gore Point, but they probably won't want to spend the weekend there. 210 westbound at Mount Olive. Accident reported. Only KABC has traffic first on the 4s. Next report coming up 11:34. I'm John Wolf, 790 KABC.
If you're a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes, $500,000 of term life insurance is about $100 a month. Everyone needs affordable term insurance regardless of health. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, overweight, or have high blood pressure. For affordable term life for you, call Big Lou at 800-480-4694. 800-480-4694.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Hey, Burger King, you want to drive biz? I got this idea. I'm a big fan of the way you cook your burgers, but what about chicken? So why not do a flame-grilled burger chicken?
Burger chicken? How about we call it the new flame-grilled chicken burger from Burger King? A savory flame-grilled chicken patty topped with veggies on a toasted bun, now just 2 for $5. Or mix and mash with another delicious sandwich, part of the 2 for $5 deal. The new flame-grilled chicken burger, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. Talk Radio 790. KABC.
Should be coming on pretty soon, dude. How much do you smoke?
This will be a little demonstration of that. Listen up. That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Sean Penn contributing to the use of drugs in America in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Does anybody remember that? Hello, Sean. What message were you sending there? By the way, 790 KBC, the LA Kings, and the Team LA Store give you a chance at Kings gear. Be the ninth caller right now, 800-222-5222, and you win a Kings scarf and beanie combo set by Reebok from the Team LA Store at Staples Center and online at theteamlastore.com. Your Kings merchandise headquarters, plus you'll be in the running for a $1,000 shopping spree at the end of the Los Angeles Kings season. So call right now. Good luck. 800-222-5222. I wonder how many people started getting stoned right about that time because Sean made it look like such a nice thing. Sean, we should talk about that. Call me. 800-222-5222. If you're going through a midlife crisis, if you're anywhere between 37 and midway through your 50s and you're going through a midlife crisis, stop it. Because new research just came out that it doesn't exist. Tell that to people who buy sport. Tell that to a Porsche dealer, okay? Go ahead. Most doctors say a midlife crisis might occur anywhere from age 37 all the way through your 50s for men and women. It is defined as a crisis of identity and self-confidence that usually strikes those who are in a period of transition. It brings to mind that long-standing stereotype about the guy who impulsively buys the red sports car, dumps his wife for a younger girlfriend, but researchers from the University of Alberta in Canada are now saying midlife crisis is not real. It's just a myth. They followed a group of high school students for 20, what a study this is, for 25 years, and a group of college students for 14 years. The participants were all asked the same question at different ages. How happy are you with your life? They found that as the people aged, they became happier and more secure. Interestingly, those who were married and in good health were happier than young participants who were unemployed. No kidding. The findings were initially published online in Developmental Psychology in September. Do you believe that midlife crisis does not exist? I disagree because I think, number one, in guys, your testosterone level's going down, so that already decreases. Number two, you kind of settle into a life with, if you're married, with a life partner, and it becomes what it becomes, and then all of a sudden, when you're younger, you got all these dreams and aspirations, and then you settle in and go, wow, I don't think I'm going to reach those dreams and aspirations. So then you kind of have to adjust. And I think in that adjustment period, when you realize you're not going to be the next insert thing here, and that you're just going to be that guy who's looking for the weekend and looking to go into a couple of ball games and having a couple of brewskis, and that's as good as it's going to get, I think you do go through that period of, wow, this is not what I anticipated. And then I think you come out the other side of that and go, you know what, this isn't so bad, and I'm with a bunch of other guys who are at the same place that I am, and you know what, friendships, health, family are cool, and then that realization sets in, and then I think you're okay with it. So that's the Peter Tilden non-scientific look at midlife crisis. But I do believe there is a point in everybody's life where you realized, I'm not going to be that thing that I thought I was going to be, and then you become okay with that eventually. And you learn to settle, and when I say settle, you learn to be okay with it. It's not settling, it's adjusting. You recalibrate and say, you know what? Having a healthy family is really bitching. It's really great, and I don't need more than that. You know, so I'm almost there, by the way. I'm almost to the point of happy myself. So my midlife crisis has only been going on for, what, 20, 23 years, 24 years? So I'm almost on the back end of it. So I would like to talk to the people who did this stinking study. Talk Radio 790 KABC coming up. As we do every Friday, we have Mr. Mike Walker on from the National Enquirer with the latest news stories in politics and in show business, and we'll do that next. Happy to take your calls because it's Friday, too. Talk about anything you want, 800-222-5222. We'll do that when Peter Tilden at 10 continues right after this.
KABC News is live and local at 11:30. I'm Jeff Whittle. As expected, the Republican presidential candidates hammered on President Bush during last night's GOP debate in South Carolina.
He doesn't realize that we now live in the 21st century. This guy is a petulant child. That's what he is.
Barack Obama does not believe that America is a great global power. Barack Obama believes that America is an arrogant global power.
Well, today, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest fired back.
I never thought I'd pine for the days of Herman Cain, but at least he had a 999 plan. it was outrageous, but at least he had an affirmative governing proposal and agenda. We didn't hear anybody with even a semblance of a 999 plan. Next to all these guys that were on the stage last night, Herman Cain looks like a policy wonk.
A bomb threat prompted authorities to search the campus of MiraCosta High School in Manhattan Beach today, but it turned out to be a hoax. Someone telephoned the threat to the Manhattan Beach Police Department, so the campus was locked down for about a half hour starting around 10 a.m., and it was lifted after the campus was searched and the threat deemed not credible. Three bomb threats were also made against that same MiraCosta High in December, but they were also hoaxes. Two baby pumas have been born in the Santa Monica Mountains.
A five-year-old female mountain lion has given birth to two new cubs. Kate Kirkendall with the National Park Service told NBC4 News the tight confines of the Santa Monica Mountains leads to inbreeding.
They just really are constrained, and so they have to stay in this area. And so that leads to some of the inbreeding and also some of the infighting among the males because they can't get out to a safer place.
The cub's mother, P19, has given birth two previous times. Twice, she bred with her father due to the limited number of male cats in the region. Tom Perumian, KABC News.
Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. Inglewood Mayor James T. Butts Jr. and the owner of the Los Angeles Rams, Stan Kroenke, will host a community celebration to welcome the Rams to Southern California. That'll take place at the Forum starting at 1 this afternoon, 90 minutes from now. Rams head coach Jeff Fisher and several current and former Ram players also expected to attend. Golden State beat the Lakers 116-98 last night. Warriors now 37-3. Lakers 9-32. Two on the campaign. Kings will host Ottawa tomorrow afternoon right here on 790 KABC. That is sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. Traffic, a market check, weather, and more. Tilden at 10 next. KABC News Time, 11:32.
It's the mattress sale that'll help you adjust your attitude every night. It's Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only.
I don't think I'm going to be able to mentally adjust to this sale, Larry.
We're adjusting prices on every adjustable bed in stock, up to $1,300 off. Adjustable beds aren't for just people with gray hair. They're for anyone who wants the freedom to sit up and read or watch TV, sleep with your head raised to reduce snoring, or put your feet up to take the pressure off your lower back.
This adjustable sale is breaking my back, Larry.
Save up to $1,300 on adjustable beds from Simmons, Sealy, and Serta. Even twin size sets starting at just $7.99.
I better adjust my dosage of medication.
Plus, with your good credit, get 2 years of interest-free financing with your minimum monthly payment.
I'm going to have to adjust my life insurance policy, because you're killing me, Larry.
So don't miss Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Now open in San Clemente.
Overall, we're in pretty good shape. Couple of slow spots, though. KABC does traffic first on the fours when you need it most. 105 eastbound. Be ready to hit the brakes a little bit between Paramount and the 605. 210 eastbound, likewise, a little slow from the 605 over to Azusa. And on the 57 southbound, an accident before your Valinda. Traffic slow from before you get to Lambert. Only KABC has traffic first on the fours. Next report coming up at 11:44. John Wolf, 790 KABC.
If you don't have plumbing problems right now, you're going to, and especially after the rain, because all of these vines grow into your pipes. You don't need a router guy, because router guys can come out and barely do router okay, but there may be other problems lurking. You need a full-service professional plumber who can do router inexpensively, and they have different size routers, which most companies don't. And they can do earthquake valves and gas lines and tankless water heaters and kitchen bath problems and trenchless sewer repair. And they can do engineer Steve's home twice, major projects. Thumbs up. He's very, very happy. They do a great job. And you can call them 24/7. They have great emergency service. They quote you a price. They come out. They do the job. And boom, it's done. And you don't have to worry about it. 888-757-RITZ is the phone number. If you don't have a plumbing problem right now, take a marker and write their number on a piece of duct tape. Slap it on the back of your toilet tank so you have it there when you need it. 888-757-RITZ.
City Loan has been helping people just like you for over 25 years. If you need $3,000 or more and own the title to your vehicle, call 877-CASH-SOS. Our friendly staff will get you your money fast, and your information is always kept confidential. Speed and trust, that's the City Loan difference. At City Loan, we work with you, not against you, and we don't judge. Give us a call or visit cityloan.com today.
Loans made pursuant to the California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lenders License.
Let City Loan ease your financial stress. Call 877-CASH-SOS.
It's Peter Tilden reminding you to adjust your attitude every single night with Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale. Save up to $1,300 on adjustable beds from America's top mattress brands. Plus, with your good credit, get zero interest financing for 2 years. Sit and Sleep. They'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free.
Your 790K ABC market check, and it's a pretty ugly look at Wall Street in late morning trading. The Dow currently down 475 points. That is off its session low. NASDAQ's down 161 points. That's a 3.5% loss for the day. S&P 500 in the red by 54 points. One of the big drivers of today's down market, oil off $1.81 to $29.39 a barrel, lowest it's been since 2003. KABC El Nino Watch, partly cloudy skies today, highs near 60. Partly cloudy again tomorrow and Sunday. Highs headed for the mid-60s. We have a 40% chance of rain Monday night and Tuesday. It is 56 in Redondo Beach, 57 in Lake Forest, 60 in downtown Los Angeles. Weekday mornings right before Doug and T-Ray. Check out Today in L.A. at 4:30, a simulcast of our news partner NBC4 here on Talk Radio 790. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Home of the smartest listeners in Southern California.
I am the smartest man!
Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. It's Friday. And at this time, every Friday, we talk to Mr. Mike Walker, gossip editor for the National Enquirer, author of a wonderful book, Out for Blood, Private Diary of a Gossip Vampire. Michael, you okay? I'm looking at there's a very intense squall line moving through southern Florida, and there's tornado watches. Yeah, I was worried that you're going
like
to blow away.
It's like California or something. Yeah. I mean,
how bad is it?
We don't have tornadoes in Florida, but one actually touched down. I don't know if you heard about it last week. Up around the north part of Florida, a tornado actually touched down and did some damage.
Wow.
It's amazing. And then today, I'm sitting here, and I'm going over stuff to do your show, and I think, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that. And all of a sudden, I hear meh, 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 meh from the television. And it goes, hey, for a tornado, watch now. It's around, you know,
right,
Palm Beach County. And I'm, what? What the hell is this? And I thought it was some kind of joke. No.
Now you got the very worst. You got the very worst things: tornadoes and snowbirds. I mean, those are two.
Oh my God! Yeah.
What else? What else could be coming your way? Well, let's do this quick, because if you blow away, I want to hear the stories.
Yeah. Well, I ain't gonna blow away, buddy.
Okay.
Because the tornado watch. We now Palm Beach County has now been taken off the list, but the rest of the state is still on. Okay, let's move right along, shall we?
Yes, please.
Tom Cruise. You know, back in 2012, you probably remember the big hoorah that went up when Tom was going to star in the movie version of the Jack Reacher book. So you're familiar with Jack Reacher?
Yes, yes.
Okay, ex-military cop, tough guy, whopping 6'5" tall. And everybody said, oh, come on, Tom Cruise, what are you, crazy? What is he, 5'7"? Come on, get out of here, right? Well, Tom, you got to hand it to this guy. He went ahead with it anyway. And the movie, if you remember, actually wild moviegoers, he scored, you know, not major, but, I mean, very solid box office bucks.
Right.
And now, because of that, they're filming the new Jack Reacher Never Go Back book. And but here's the reason I'm telling you this is here's a top secret scoop you will never hear after all this tall, short stuff. Tom films an early scene, one of the earliest scenes. They're in New Orleans, and they're filming the scene in a bar. And Tom's strutting down this bar in the scene in his leather jacket looking all tough, and there's about 10 or 12 people, you know, extras are sitting on the bar looking at him as he walks by. And the scene was fine. But then when they looked at the scene closely, they went, oh, my God, look at this. And because of some technical thing, Tom ends up looking much shorter than everybody, women included, right? So the producers panic. But they do some state-of-the-art movie magic and digitally
no, they moved them.
Shortened Tom's co-actors 2 inches each. A very expensive fix.
He is very, by the way, I met him at a thing. We were in a park one day, my wife and I, and he came up with a hat on, long, and he had the long hair from Diary of a Vampire. I've told this story before. My wife is drinking a coffee and not paying attention, and he's squatting down, petting my dog, and I'm trying to make conversation with him, so she'll look. And I go, how are you? He goes, what's your dog's name? And I go, boy, that last movie you did, and I'm mentioning the movie, and then she's not looking. I'm mentioning another one and still not looking. Now I'm an idiot. Boy, the risky business. And he's looking at me like I'm a doofus. He walks a half mile away, and I go, that was Tom Cruise. No, it was not. So I finally yelled, Tom. He turned around, and she could not believe he was standing right there. But he is. He is really. He's like 5'6", 5'5". Yeah. He's not a. So did they have to have, when he was in movies with Nicole Kidman, was she on her knees the entire time?
Was she what?
Okay, let's move on.
She, you know, they did all kinds of tricks and so forth, and I was stunned. You saw the picture of Sean Penn with El Chapo, right?
Yeah.
So it's, you see El Chapo and you see Sean Penn, and I look at the picture of Sean Penn, and I call up one of my reporters, and I said, "Do you remember when Sean Penn used to hang around me all the time? I used to go to this hotel in California on the Strip, and a very swanky hotel."
Right.
And he stayed there. And for some reason, he got into this thing, and my reporters are going, look at him. He would follow me around and look at me. He would just, like, peer at me. Never came up to say hello or nothing.
So bizarre.
Was like, is he going to hit you? What is he doing? And they said, no, it's kind of like he's fascinated with you. So, anyway, we never talked.
Yeah.
And everybody was saying, and, you know, I am no giant, you know. I'm 5'7".
You're a giant among men. Okay.
Yeah. And so he, and that's what made me laugh about all these guys who say they're 5, you know, whatever. Because I know how tall I am, and I've stood next to some of these guys. And Sean towers under me, believe me, unweighed.
He's not a big guy, but he looks so tough. I mean, we used to go to a bar,
yeah.
Shea J's in Santa Monica, and he used to hang there. If you went to Shea J's years ago, and it was like a Sinatra hang 30 years ago, and it was Sean Penn and Gary Oldman and all those tough guys, used to be in there at night. You could walk in there and watch them all hanging out. And you're right, Sean Penn, not a big guy. Let's take a break. We come back, Mike has more exclusives that you'll only hear here first on Talk Radio 790 KBC. It's Peter Tilden from Mitch at Royal Gems. Guess what? Mitch wants to know if you've got any old diamonds, gold jewelry, or gold watches lying in a safe or in the house in your drawers. It's just rotting. It's wasting away, collecting dust. Don't let it sit there. Turn it into cash money and use it for yourself. Get cash on the spot at Royal Gems, or let Royal Gems Master Craftsmen take your old jewelry, redesign it into something new, beautiful, and custom. They can do it. They got 4 Master Craftsmen sitting right there. No other store does that or can say that or does jewelry repairs in under 45 minutes or less. They send it out. They mark it up. They don't have to mark it up here because they do it in-house. You save on everything in his store, and he gives you the highest cash dollar for the jewelry you bring in. So go see Mitch. He's located in the San Fernando Valley, Woodland Hills on Topanga and Oxnard at the Westfield Promenade Mall, or call 818-347-7974. You know what? Don't call. Go see him. They can fix anything in front of your eyes or make something from scratch, from loose diamonds, gold jewelry. That's why you save like nowhere else. Mitch's Royal Gems in the Westfield Promenade Mall. Go see him. Don't call him.
It's the mattress sale that'll help you adjust your attitude every night. It's Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only.
I don't think I'm going to be able to mentally adjust to this sale, Larry.
We're adjusting prices on every adjustable bed in stock, up to $1,300 off. Adjustable beds aren't for just people with gray hair. They're for anyone who wants the freedom to sit up and read or watch TV, sleep with your head raised to reduce snoring, or put your feet up to take the pressure off your lower back.
This adjustable sale is breaking my back, Larry.
Save up to $1,300 on adjustable beds from Simmons, Sealy, and Serta. Even twin size sets starting at just $799.
I better adjust my dosage of medication.
Plus, with your good credit, get 2 years of interest-free financing with your minimum monthly payment.
I'm going to have to adjust my life insurance policy, because you're killing me, Larry.
So don't miss Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Now open in San Clemente.
Musical comedy is back with a bang. Bullets Over Broadway, written by Woody Allen with direction and choreography by Susan Stroman, is Broadway's newest musical comedy, loaded with big laughs, colorful characters, and the music that made the 20s roar. And in some gangsters, gals, showstoppers, and toe-tappers. And you've got the best musical in town.
Bullets Over Broadway, now at the Hollywood Pantages Theater through January 24th only. Visit Ticketmaster.com.
I suggest you get your tickets today.
And get trash all over the road. KABC does traffic first on the fours when you need it most, starting out to the east in the Riverside area. 60 eastbound before Redlands Boulevard. A garbage truck spilled most of its load. The truck pulled over to the right shoulder. Also in 10 eastbound before Vineyard. A big bag of trash was in the left center lane and traffic was swerving to avoid it. 57 southbound at Imperial, left two lanes, three-car accident. 91 eastbound past Maple hit a box truck in the right lane. And 91 eastbound heavy off and on as you make your way from the 71 over to Main Street just west of the 15. Only KABC has traffic first on the 4s. Next report coming up at 11:54. I'm John Wolf, 790 KABC.
Are you one of the many who have worked hard your whole life, only to find yourself struggling as you're facing retirement? Hi, everyone. I'm Fernando Perez with Capital Funding. Fortunately, there is a new program backed by the Federal Housing Administration that may eliminate your house payment. This is not one of those old reverse mortgages where the bank takes your property with all your equity when you pass away, leaving nothing for your children. With this new program, all of your remaining equity goes directly to your heirs. You can typically qualify with minimal Social Security income. You or your spouse must be at least 62 years old and have equity in your home. It only takes minutes to be pre-qualified, and you may eliminate your house payments for the rest of your life while keeping the equity and title to your home. Questions? Ask us at 888-339-3934. It may be possible to eliminate your house payment and enjoy your life without a mortgage payment while still being able to own your home and pass it on to your children. Call us at 888-339-3934. That's 888-339-3934. Thanks, everyone.
Hi, Larry Miller. I'll call you after the show. I know I was supposed to call you last night, but I fell asleep. Hey, it's the mattress sale that'll help you adjust your attitude each and every night. It's Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale. Save up to $1,300 on adjustable beds from Simmons, Sealy, and Serta. Even twin-size adjustable beds start at just $799. Plus, get 2 years interest-free financing. Don't miss a sale that'll adjust your attitude each and every night. It's today through Monday only. It's Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale. And, of course, Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free.
Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
And I'm Mike Catherwood.
And on the next Midday Live, in addition to your calls, we'll be discussing actor Chris Pratt. Mike, he will only eat what he hunts and kills this next year.
That's awesome. I mean, Joe Rogan's been doing that for a couple years.
Is that true?
Yeah.
He only eats what he hunts and kills?
Yeah, and he provides his family with it.
All right, what do you all think about that? Again, we'll take your calls. Midday Live, Dr. Drew, Mike Catherwood on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend.
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Mr. Mike Walker's theme song, gossip editor, National Enquirer, author of Out for Blood, Private Diary of a Gossip Vampire, a really interesting, fun book. Mikey, what other stories do we have this week?
By the way, did he just mention Chris Pratt?
He did mention Chris Pratt, that Dr.
Well, then I'll do a Chris Pratt story.
Okay,
I got an absolute great Chris Pratt, so one of my best items.
I hope it's a good story. He seems like a really good dude.
No, he is a good dude, and I will tell you all about why he's such a good dude.
Okay.
If I can find this damned item. I start this item out, by the way I write it is, it's now official. People Mag can definitely go screw itself over its miscarriage of showbiz justice I bitched about here in my column months ago. I hereby declare Chris Pratt is absolutely the sexiest man alive. And let me tell you why. Chris, who's very justly famed for using his fame for good. I mean, he goes to hospitals. Last year, he went to 10 children's hospitals to visit sick kids and cheer them up in person.
That's great.
Right?
That's nice.
So
yeah.
He's up at Seattle Airport. He's waiting for a flight to L.A. He starts chatting with a lady who was en route to visit her son, who was an Afghanistan veteran, still under VA hospital care in L.A. for wartime injuries. And he was very deeply touched after chatting with this lady, who had no idea, by the way, who he was. So he gives her a hug. He slips up to the airline counter. He says, "Hey, listen, see that lady there? I want her to get my first class seat, okay? You don't tell her that, okay? I'll buy a coach ticket, okay?" So they set it up. The lady's none the wiser. She's simply told that she's been elevated to first class, and Chris said he smiled all the way back to L.A. And
that's
and
cool.
We're
you know, people, more people, it's great when you hear people that can do that and decide to do that. And just do it. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
He does seem
you
like a good guy, and he's also going to make how much money on Guardians of the Galaxy 2? Hello?
Oh, yeah. Well, he deserves it.
Yeah.
By the way, you brought back so many memories washing back over me when you mentioned Shay J.
Yeah, remember Shay? You know, it just as a little side story, I got to know Jay from Shay J in a bad way. I was on this radio station, and I'm doing, I guess, mornings or middays, and he had ordered a yacht. And his, I don't know if people remember this, his yacht broke in half. While he was waiting years, it was custom made, and it was going
down the
10 freeway or the 405 or whatever, and they made a right turn and this boat, and I started making fun of it. I forget what I said or why. And he called the station and went after me about this was my life. And as well. And then we went in there and we became good friends. And I used to go in there every couple of weeks. And it was really an iconic, kind of
He's
an iconic
great guy.
Place.
What a dive that was. I mean, everybody from, you know, Steve McQueen to Henry Kissinger to, you know, hung out
Peanuts
there.
Peanuts on the floor, great place.
And you remember the very famous story about who was the astronaut? One of the astronauts, he got him to take one of his nuts, one of his peanuts, up to
really?
Alan Shepard, Apollo 14. He talked him into taking one of his trademark peanuts with him to the moon in 1971.
Did not know
and he
that.
Said afterwards, he said, well, I wanted to have the first astronaut. And Shepard brought it back and signed an affidavit saying this nut went to the moon with me.
That's terrific.
Isn't that a great story?
Shay J was a real
oh,
character.
Oh, he was. He was a great guy.
Good guy. All right, give me one more. I think we have time for one more.
One more. Oh, I got to pick this one carefully. What's it going to be?
Oh, the pressure on you is so great.
Oh, man, it really is tough. Okay, this is really low rent, but it just
Thank you for that.
Up.
Great.
Do you ever watch the Today Show, Kathy Lee? Hoda Kotb?
You know what's is funny? While I'm here from 10 to noon, I have all the different monitors on. Like, I see the stocks are 433 down right now. I have different monitors, and I also always have, for whatever reason, because I have a local channel on, I see Kathy Lee and Hoda dancing, drinking, doing...
Some of the funniest stuff they come up with. They really do. They're really girls. And the other day, I couldn't believe this little thing, and I wrote about it in the column. I said they started talking, and it seems like I said, wait a minute, did Kathy Lee Gifford just cop to peeing in the when she showers in the shower? So Hoda did the same thing. They come off
really?
The air.
This is what they do when I can't hear them? I'm talking about politics, and they're talking about urinating in the shower.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So Hoda says, come on, is this really true? And she says, Hoda, look, it's so much smarter to do that. Do you know how much water is wasted?
So is that what
you're... Kathy Lee said, Hoda, just think of the water conservation.
So I think the governor, Jerry Brown, should basically say when we're in our drought, everybody, if you do that, we can save so much money and you don't have to rip out your lawn.
You know what my headline was on the item?
Go ahead.
KLG, Kathy Lee Gifford, KLG goes P-E-E when she showers.
Very nice. By the way, we got to run, but is she seeing anybody now that Frank's are gone or no? I don't know why I care, but... Huh?
We're watching it carefully. We hope she will be. I think it's a little too early yet. And with all this controversy about the concussion stuff and with... what's his name doing the... Will Smith doing the movie.
Concussion, yeah.
And so forth. This whole thing about concussions being caused by football...
and they found out that Frank, after the fact, did the autopsy.
Because remember, she donated Frank's brain.
Right. Mike Walker, gossip editor, National Enquirer, author of Out for Blood, Private Diary of a Gossip Vampire. Don't get blown away down there in Florida, and I'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Take care, Mikey. Dr. Drew is next here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
It's the mattress sale that'll help you adjust your attitude every night. It's Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only.
I don't think I'm going to be able to mentally adjust to this sale, Larry.
We're adjusting prices on every adjustable bed in stock, up to $1,300 off. Adjustable beds aren't for just people with gray hair. They're for anyone who wants the freedom to sit up and read or watch TV, sleep with your head raised to reduce snoring, or put your feet up to take the pressure off your lower back.
This adjustable sale is breaking my back, Larry.
Save up to $1,300 on adjustable beds from Simmons, Sealy, and Serta. Even twin-size sets starting at just $799.
I better adjust my dosage of medication.
Plus, with your good credit, get 2 years of interest-free financing with your minimum monthly payment.
I'm going to have to adjust my life insurance policy, because you're killing me, Larry.
So don't miss Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Now open in San Clemente.
Couple of accidents just making it over to the right shoulder. 5 southbound going to the 55. Just north of the 55, we've got 2 car accidents just got moved over to the right shoulder. Also on the west side of town, 10 westbound at Robertson had 3 vehicles that just made it over to the right shoulder. Traffic just a little slow on the approach. 215 northbound just past Wavo Road. Accident reported as well. Only KABC has traffic first on the 4s. Next report coming up at 12:04. John Wolf, 790 KABC.
Do you or a loved one suffer from Parkinson's disease? If so, you may be eligible for a clinical research study at a state-of-the-art research facility in Long Beach. According to the National Institute of Health, at least 500,000 people in the United States are believed to suffer from Parkinson's disease, and those numbers will soar in the coming years as the population gets older. CNS and its dedicated staff are currently conducting a clinical research study for Parkinson's disease. If you have been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, please consider getting involved. No medical medical insurance is necessary. Qualified participants receive study-related medical care and investigational study medication at no cost and may be compensated for time and travel. For more information, call CNS today at 844-310-3030 or visit them at cnstrial.com/pd. CNS, searching for a cure together. Call CNS today, 844-310-3030. That's 844-310-3030.
It's the mattress sale that'll help you adjust your attitude every night. It's Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only.
I don't think I'm going to be able to mentally adjust to this sale, Larry.
We're adjusting prices on every adjustable bed in stock, up to $1,300 off. Adjustable beds aren't for just people with gray hair. They're for anyone who wants the freedom to sit up and read or watch TV, sleep with your head raised to reduce snoring, or put your feet up to take the pressure off your lower back.
This adjustable sale is breaking my back, Larry.
Save up to $1,300 on adjustable beds from Simmons, Sealy, and Serta. Even twin-size sets starting at just $799.
I better adjust my dosage of medication.
Plus, with your good credit, get 2 years of interest-free financing with your minimum monthly payment.
I'm going to have to adjust my life insurance policy, because you're killing me, Larry.
So don't miss Sit and Sleep's adjustable bed sale this Friday through Monday only. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Now open in San Clemente.
Don't settle for that other station's talk radio chatter. Tune into the most independent voice on the airwaves, delivering a fresh perspective you won't get anywhere else. Sam Nation, this Saturday, only at 10 a.m., right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Pechanga Resort and Casino is now America's number one casino.
That's right.
USA Today readers voted Pechanga the best casino in the U.S. Now you can experience the best at Pechanga Resort and Casino, just off the 15 in Temecula. Book your Pechanga experience today at Pechanga.com.
Well, listen to this stat. Nearly 70% of lottery winners end up broke within 7 years.
What? Why you wouldn't have a financial person help you out is beyond
Because these people are stupid.
Bought a Learjet, don't know how to fly. You know, pilot, can't afford the gas anymore, so just sits in the driveway. What an idiot.
Can you imagine the bumper stickers he had on that Learjet?
Fly like a G6.
The drive home. With Jillian Barbary and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Looking for some crop top, baby, believe me.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilton at 10 wrapping up, but I'll be on tonight at 6. Dr. Drew is here. And by the way, Glenn, I don't have time for your call, but he says Shea J is now owned by Mike the Bartender, which I did know.
Nice.
It's still a great place. It's a great place, a historic place. It's a fun out there by the Santa Monica Pier.
That's very cool.
Haven't been there in ages, but historic.
Very cool.
So what's on today?
I'm going to get Alex Warrior in here to talk about the debates last night. And of course, you and I were just talking a minute ago about Hillary Clinton's health, but I've got a thing about that because I'm genuinely concerned about it. And we were discussing, and also I've got Michael Wilson calling in. We're going to talk about Sean Penn and whether he has liability. Perumian's going to give us a report on the nurse that was pranked by son.
What a horror story that is.
Lisa Strowman calls in with technology wellness. But we were talking about how wealthy people or special
people.
They demand these special people. Well, you got to talk to my doctor. He's the best or she's the best. That's how you get crappy care. Listen, you call the excellent doctor. He or she's busy. You go make an appointment, and when you get there, you tell them, it's what I do when I get care. I find the one I want. I go in and go, forget it's me. Just do what you normally do. Just do your excellent care that you always do.
Exactly.
Anything else will be not excellent.
You also said it, that a lot of high-pressure people, high-powerful people, want to control the situation, even when it comes to their health. Look at Steve Jobs.
The worst.
Yeah,
That's a nightmare.
He delayed his treatments.
That could have easily been cured by surgery.
Isn't that a shame?
Easily.
All right, Talk Radio 790 KBC, the number, 800-222-5222 if you want to get in touch with Dr. Drew. It's the same number even if you don't, because why would we change it? 800-222-5222.
But listen, even if you don't want to get a hold of me.
There you go. And he's next right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.